Consider this afternoon. With that, it is 2:26. We are going to take a 10-minute break, and when we return, we will jump back in line with our agenda, which will be number 6, petitions. Welcome back, everyone. Again, the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting for July 2024. We're coming to you from the Good Earth State Park. We're going to jump right back into our agenda, which is number 6, our petitions. And I believe we have item number 221, spring turkey hunting season. We'll have Mr. Dana Rogers and Director Tom Kirschman speak to both of these. Welcome, sir.
Madam Chair, Secretary Roebling, Commissioners, appreciate the opportunity very much to be in front of you today and talk about this important issue. My name is Dana Rogers. I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Wildlife Federation. I'm from Hill City, South Dakota, and I'm here to present the petition on behalf of the Wildlife Federation. I've also got a handout for you there. Wildlife Federation wants to put this petition forward on behalf of the Black Hills spring turkey hunters. We'd like to very much see something done about the unlimited permits. They've continued to go up. The last 2 years, there have actually been more non-resident permits sold than residents. All right. I compared, did the analysis with the West River prairie turkey seasons, which is an allocation there. That'll be on the second page that you have. And taking out the top one, taking out the bottom one, it was an average of 22%. 22%. Is what is allocated to non-residents. I'm sorry, it's not on the second page of the handout, it's in the second page of the petition. So 22% is what's done currently for non-resident allocation in the prairie units. So our petition is to take the 3-year running average of resident turkey permits, take the 22% of that, and it will take it down to approximately 660 based on last year's numbers. That is what we're asking for. If you will take a look at the sheet that I did hand out. It is the most recent statistical analysis from this spring season. And I think you will agree that there's some pretty glaring numbers in there. 47% success for non-residents, 24% for residents, and a total harvest 69% of every spring turkey killed was killed by a non-resident this year. 69%. The reason we're asking for this is, you know, we're asking the trustees to take care of this resource for the beneficiary, the resident sportsman. We live here. These are our public trust resources. We pay for everything year round. We live here. We'd like to be, you know, primary on these benefits. So if people are worried about money, and I hope this never comes up, then they should probably consider increasing those tag fees. Tourism should never be a reason for tag allocation. Residents they feel harmed in this issue, in this season, because they're going out, they're continually being interrupted, they're continuing to see more and more. There's more leasing, more outfitting, continually more pressure on long-term spots they've historically gone to. So I'd like to also point out the satisfaction rate on that handout. Resident satisfaction is 4.56, while non-resident is 5.38. I really would really request a positive action on this to move this forward. We don't need studies. We don't need more work groups. We don't need any panels. We need to have this go forward, please. So please act and approve the petition. These aren't my statistics. All the statistics that you're looking at, they are the department statistics. That's their numbers. And I think it clearly shows the harm that residents have affected, the over-harvest or the disproportionate harvest. So please take action. Please pass this, move it on, and let's take care of our resident opportunities and our public trust resources. Thank you very much.
Before we move to the department, any questions at this time for Mr. Rogers? Seeing none, we'll hear from the department and we may have some follow-ups. Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Want to visit a little bit about the petition here, and thank you, Mr. Rogers, for submitting the petition and the conversations that we've had up to this point in time as well. Sorry, I'm a little loud on the microphone here. First point that I want to just quickly address that Mr. Rogers brought up in respect to numbers provided within the petition, the 22% that are allocated to non-residents, I just want to give one piece of clarification for that. He's exactly right from the standpoint of in the Black Hills spring turkey season, it is unlimited tags that you can purchase as a resident, non-resident. So you can go and purchase your one spring turkey Black Hills. For the prairie hunting season, we do have limited draw opportunities for the individual units. So for example, in pick a county in the western South Dakota prairie unit, it has 100 resident spring turkey hunting licenses. Then we have an 8% allocation, just like we do for deer, antelope, and other critters for that particular unit. Where the 22% comes from then is as we go through the drawings for the prairie hunting season, when there are leftover licenses, non-residents will pick up or obtain some of those leftover licenses. And so when you put those all together, that's where the 22% comes from. So I'm not disputing the 22%, but I want to make it clear and understanding that we don't allocate 22% to non-residents. That ends up being the numbers that are eventually obtained by non-residents because they do take the 8% allocation and they do pick up some leftover licenses within those prairie units. And as you recall, even last month at the commission meeting, when we went over the license report at the end of the commission meeting, I was giving some stats on license sales and we got to the big game. I even mentioned this particular item that, you know, noticing that we did see that the number of licenses sold to non-residents versus residents was higher, and this certainly would be a discussion point going into the future. Just knowing and seeing what those numbers are, we recognize that also as soon as we saw some of those license sales come in. Difficult conversation. We certainly, as you see from the folks that spoke here in person today and those that joined virtually, there is support for the petition, support for the concept of limiting the number of non-resident hunters in that Black Hills spring turkey hunting. What I would also share with you, which is challenging from a department standpoint, is here we are as an organization, not only in South Dakota, but across the country, with all other game and fish wildlife agencies actively working on R3 efforts to get more hunters, anglers, people out in the outdoors participating in the wonderful sporting opportunities that we provide. And so we're every day we're working to get more people out in the field hunting whatever species they enjoy to hunt, whether it's big game, small game, waterfowl, whatever it is. And so this is a challenging conversation, right? Because we want to see people in the outdoors. We want to provide opportunities. And then at the same time, we talk about limiting opportunities. And so it's a difficult conversation and a very challenging one to have. As we talked about this internally, we know this is not a true biological factor. Again, with the spring season, we're harvesting male turkeys. So it does come down to, again, one of these conversations that goes around some of the social aspects of it. You've heard comments. I've heard it from other folks visiting with them. They'll make the comments about running into more and more non-residents, interference while they're out hunting, spots that are being taken up that they have historically or used to hunt are now seeing many of those other folks there hunting. So it is a difficult one. What I would share with you as a department, when we went through this, we understand the concerns that are being shared. We understand the stories that we're hearing. We also know that this is going to be a conversation piece. Where we are at the moment, I will be flat out open with you, is our recommendation would be to deny at this point in time. And our primary reason for it is that when we look at the number of licenses that are being sold, yes, we've seen that trajectory really go up in the last 4 to 5 years, in particular from 2020. What we have seen with that increase of number of licenses, the number of people that are hunting, even if I go back and look at some statistics going back all the way to 2000 for non-residents, our average number of licenses that we've been selling to non-residents since 2000 has been right around that about 2,000 per year. That's just on average. If we look back the last 5 years, it's just about 2,400. So we have seen that number go up in recent years here. Why we're bringing forward a recommendation at this moment for denial is because, probably more simply put, is the extreme cut to the opportunity that would be provided for those individual hunters to hunt in the Black Hills. Going from an average of 2,000, this last year was 3,100, just a few more, though, over 3,100 non-residents that hunted. Dropping that all the way down to about 660 is pretty drastic. It would be taking away a lot of opportunity for those particular hunters. So that's what we bring forward to you today. What I would also offer up, though, we did have a conversation just the other day with some board members of the South Dakota Wild Federation, had a really good conversation about the commission agenda. We talked about this particular item, and it was also shared with them that we understand the concerns that are being brought forward about this. We understand where they're coming from, the comments, the conversations, discussions they're hearing, and we are certainly willing to continue those conversations and discussions with the petitioners about this, and maybe what might be some other approaches to work on this particular concern that's being brought forward. We had lengthy discussions on similar topic with non-resident archery deer hunters and some different approaches that USA Commission took to limit some of those numbers, in particular on public land. But again, when we just look at the significance of the cut brought forward by this particular ask, seems extreme, and what we would suggest is deny at this time. But again, we are certainly willing to have some more conversations, dialogue on this, and to see what may be some other alternatives or approaches in considering the concerns brought forward. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it back to you, and I will certainly try to answer any questions that you or the commissioners may have.
Very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman. Any questions for Commissioner Cole?
Madam Chair, Director Kirschman, I got lost with something you said in there. I think I understood it, but I don't know if everybody else did the same. You made the comment when the leftovers happened. So the bottom line is, do we know how many of these licenses to non-residents were sold after a deadline, or was it just open, or did I miss something on that completely with Black Hills?
Madam Chair.
Let me make sure so I don't have to ask you three times. So everybody that applied that was a non-resident got a license? That's what I really want to know.
For Black Hills?
For Black Hills.
Black Hills Spring Turkey, yes, because it's not a limited number right now.
Okay, I thought I was confused over that for a minute. I didn't realize that was happening. Okay, cleared that up.
Okay, any follow-ups, Commissioner Call?
No, good.
Additional questions? Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner White here. And Tom, what I'm understanding, your denial is based on the number that they have listed as far as the limited number. Is that correct? Is that kind of where the
basis is? Madam Chair, Commissioner White, in our conversation looking at this, when you consider going from what the number was this year, 3,100 plus, to 660 is extreme. And from a standpoint of reduction of opportunity that would exist for those non-resident hunters.
That's
so
what I
conversations
understood.
Can happen,
That's what I understood. I guess I definitely think that there's a number here that we need to take a look at with the statistics that we're looking at. But I agree, if you want to make that point, I think that's something that we can work with. Thank you.
Additional questions, Commissioner Beese?
Commissioner Beese, how is the turkey population in the hills? Is it to where we can still withstand unlimited sale tags, or is the population down, or we need to look to maybe go to more of a draw system for that?
Through the chair, and Commissioner Beese, I'm going to go back to a year ago when we made some changes to the Black Hills turkey season from the start date in particular, right? Remember the long conversation we had where our biologists and shared the information and some of the work that's being done in other states to move the season back a little bit later to allow that reproductive activity to occur to help with increasing turkey numbers. What we're seeing in South Dakota and across the country, the turkey numbers are down somewhat. We are not seeing the same number of turkeys in the Black Hills today as we did probably 10, 15 years ago. There was a time in the mid 2000s where turkey numbers were really strong. You look back at license sales, it would reflect that as well, right? Some areas we're seeing a little bit lower turkey numbers than others. We've certainly heard that from some of our hunters. That may play into some level of those hunter satisfaction, hunter success. But we're 1 year into that effort, and that's just too soon to say, yep, that's having a major impact of trying to bolster numbers. What we also have going on when it comes to turkey numbers is weather conditions that we can't control either. Whether that is a harsh winter in the northern hills, if I may, to other dry conditions. So could we and would we like to see more turkeys right now? Yes, it'd be great to be back at the numbers. But again, visiting with the biologist from a biological perspective, it is not going to be a biological impact. Again, from the standpoint of we're focusing on male harvest at this point in the spring, but certainly we would like to see more turkey numbers as well.
Commissioner Travis Teal was not able to be with us in person, but he is joining us online. Commissioner Teal, if you can hear me, you can go ahead and ask your question, sir.
Yeah, Commissioner Teal here, and a little bit more of a comment than a question, but I've had lengthy discussions with numerous Black Hills turkey hunters over the past few weeks, and it definitely seems to be a concern a little bit with the department here, knowing that is a drastic cut, but I do believe something needs to be done, and I think it'll be great to continue these conversations forward as we move through the turkey tag allocation for the Black Hills. I believe we'll be discussing that later as well. So I just wanted to make those comments. I have been visiting with numerous people, and it seems like a lot of people are receptive to maybe a different number, as long as there is something done to help limit that pressure a little bit and rekindle that experience of turkey hunting in the Black Hills. So that's all I got, but thanks Tom and Dana for being here.
Thank you, Commissioner Teal. Any additional questions or comments at this time? The only thing that comes to mind with me, Tom, is we look at those numbers, and if we were to go this direction and we lower those and residents see that we have less non-residents competing for hunting space, would there be the chance that those resident numbers would go up? We don't know. When we're looking at R3, and that's our mission to get more folks out, you just don't know if those residents will come back out. We would hope that if we made this decision, they would, but we don't know.
Yeah. Madam Chair, I guess the one comment I would offer to your comment is that I also believe it's similar to when we talk about pheasant hunting, deer hunting, antelope hunting, whatever it is. When the resource numbers are strong or are coming back, you also see that positive response from the number of people that go hunting as well. And none is probably more exemplified than pheasant. When pheasant numbers go down, you see a lower number of people participating. When those numbers go up, you have more of those opportunities, you typically see those numbers go back up as well. But a lot of time that is through conversations with other hunters, right, in the field. And so whether it's the number of birds, whether it was the individual experience, whether it was the amount of access available, there's multiple factors that play into how many people participate. You can't just point to one single thing. There's typically multiple factors that play into hunters, anglers' participation out there.
Sure. Commissioners, additional comments or questions? Commissioner Locken.
Yes, Commissioner Locken here. Are these non-residents, are they only getting one tag, these Black Hills ones, or are they picking up a tag East River or someplace else?
Madam Chair, again, so this particular conversation, the petition is directed to the Black Hills spring turkey season. Then you have the spring prairie hunting season, which is different license allocations where we do individual allocations by the unit. For Black Hills, you can obtain one license to hunt in the Black Hills in the designated Black Hills Fire Protection District. So there's not extra tags that a non-resident's picking up for the Black Hills. where I gave you the example of picking up extra licenses would be from those units out on the prairie, where we do the limited draw and there's leftover licenses after the draws, after you get through the first couple of draws, and then they pick up a leftover license.
Follow up, Commissioner Locken. Secretary Roebling.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I think, Tom, can you explain, do we have the number here that indicates of the 3170, how many of those folks are also bought an archery license and a prairie spring turkey license? I think that might have been Commissioner Locken's question.
Yeah, Secretary Roebling. So looking at in 2024, for example, the number of non-resident hunters that had purchased both a Black Hills spring turkey and a prairie spring turkey. So they had a turkey license for in the Black Hills, and they had at least a license in one of the units out in the prairie hunting season. For non-residents, there were 98 individuals that had a turkey to hunt, or excuse me, a license to hunt turkey in the Black Hills and a license to hunt out in a prairie unit. So, and at a resident level, there were 658 turkey hunters. That was in 2024. So, and then you also have the concept of archery turkey hunting in the spring as well. So if you look at archery hunters that had both an archery tag for archery spring turkey hunting and a Black Hills spring turkey license, there was 110 non-residents that had a license for archery and Black Hills, and there was 881 residents that had an archery and a Black Hills spring turkey. So from the standpoint of the non-residents, you see a much smaller number that have one of each, whether it's, you know, in a Black Hills and a prairie unit. We see more of that from the resident standpoint.
Additional questions or comments? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. We had talked on Krause, you know, that was one thing that came up where we had in January, and my concern, I wasn't in favor of it because I felt the extra, you know, months, you know, we already had September through December. But then it came to population wise, we only, with 4 months that we were hunting at that time, it was estimated like 15%, maybe tops, is all hunting was having as an impact of the population of grouse in the 4 months. And so adding, I'm just kind of wondering overall in the Black Hills, and I, if you don't know this right offhand, that's understandable, but when we've got, we're looking at a harvest of 2,150 turkeys, is that significant, do you feel, on the population, on the jakes or what have you, you know, the game that's actually being sought after? Is the removal of the 14, almost 1,500 by non-residents, does that impact the availability? I mean, you know, I dance 1,500 fewer, but percentage-wise, I mean, is that a big impact? I mean, is it half? Is it 10%?
Madam Chair, appreciate the question there, Commissioner Whitmire, and I don't have all the details and all the statistics. My main answer that I would provide to you, though, is in the conversation with our biologists and our managers, thinking of the concept, and again, looking at the male portion of it, what you're getting at, right, between the jakes and the toms, it is not a biological factor that is holding back or impacting our population right now. There are the other factors that we believe that play into more of the population limitation than the harvest of those male turkeys. And so from a number standpoint, no. It's more the conversation in this case about some of the concerns. Understand the concerns about seeing fewer turkey numbers out there, but from the structure of our season and the overall approach, they don't believe that that's an, a holdback or an impact to the population.
Thank you. Commissioner Cole.
Madam Chair, Director Kirschman again. So if I'm hearing what you're saying correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong here anytime, the main reason for a denial would be biological. Is that number one?
No.
Okay.
I would say the main reason for denial is more from an opportunity standpoint, looking at right now as an individual, as a non-resident turkey hunter. When we look at this last year, over 3,100 bought a license, right? If we look at the last 5 years and 5-year average of non-resident hunters or licensed holders, about 2,500. To make a reduction to 660, as suggested, is what we're saying is our primary reason that that is too drastic of a cut, just like that, to go from that level to this level. And so that's why we would offer up, recommend denial, certainly understanding that concern of the number of hunters out there, and continue that conversation.
Right. I guess maybe I should have just said that a little differently. The reason, when I said the reason for denial, is you're saying that this number existing, what we have here right now, does not have a biological impact on the turkeys and the Black Hills?
No.
Okay, that was number one. The second thing, that obviously there's some concern, resident sportsmen. And, you know, you started out saying exactly what I think any of us would say, that this is a very tough issue, and, you know, we've got both sides of it. My question would be, what type of a plan do you have going forward to try to rectify this, or ideas right now? I mean, is there anything, or did?
Yeah. Madam Chair, so Commissioner Call, to say that we have a plan or an official recommendation what we should or should not do to this, we do not have that at this moment. We're basically responding right now in the short conversations we've had on what's in front of us.
Okay.
What I would say to you again, though, based on this, from the surface, this is one approach, right, of what Mr. Rogers looked at and took the numbers and applied to those things. That is a approach. There's probably three or four other approaches or levels or numbers that could be considered in this. And that's where my comment about continue that conversation with the petitioner, continue the conversation internally, and let's look at what might be alternatives or approaches that can help address the concern that are being expressed by our resident hunters, but also consider the opportunities provided on the other side to non-resident hunters as well.
I'm just going to ask one last thing. So, and I didn't mean a specific plan. Obviously, your standpoint is that what they propose isn't good, in your opinion. They don't like what we've got. My point is, your plan is to somehow address this, so this isn't like it just fell on deaf ears from our resident sportsmen. That's my big question, because there's obviously a problem of some sort, whether it be with the residents or whether, and I just want to eliminate the different things we could, but going forward, there's got to be something that we can do. And that's, as long as you're working on that, that was my big question.
Yeah. So, Madam Chair, Commissioner Call, there's no doubt that that concern exists out there from those resident hunters. We heard it from the folks in the room here today. We heard it from folks that joined virtually. I'm sure that we've heard it from some other folks in other means as well. To say that we can just sit back and just say, it'll just cure itself, I don't know that we can say that either, right? That would not be fair, and that would not be an appropriate approach. So it does require some additional conversation, look at alternative approaches or means to address that concern. But to say what that approach is, or that number, or how to go about it, that has not been identified.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Call. I'm going to provide the opportunity for the petitioner, if you have any rebuttal or any follow-ups that you'd like to provide the commission. Mr. Rogers?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The only thing that I would just stress is that we heard a little bit earlier in another discussion, hunting, there's only about 3% of people in the United States that hunt. But South Dakota is at the top at 24%. We're in top 1, 2, 3. We love hunting and fishing and recreating. And that's one of the reasons that people live in South Dakota. It's not the weather. It ain't for lack of bugs, right? So that's what nobody's anti-non-resident at all. It's they want to be the primary beneficiary, because that's the trust doctrine. That is part of it. So they want to know that they are the primary beneficiary. And we have an issue that I think is pretty clear. Is it biological? No, it's not biological. It is social. But please act. We need a limit. We need a reasonable limit. That's all.
Mr. Rogers, I just have a question for you. We are hearing that there have been some conversations Between the department and you and those that you represent, and there might be the opportunity for some type of a compromise.
Oh, certainly. They mentioned that when we talked Monday. Yeah.
So are you interested in a compromise, or is it this is what you want and this is what you're going to strive for?
Oh, absolutely not. We absolutely compromise. This is the number based upon what I found in the data on Prairie. There were many people that wanted to go straight for 8%. And I thought, well, that's really draconian. That's a little too harsh to go from 3,100 down to about 300. So absolutely, if I did talk to somebody that thought 1,000 would be a good number, if that is up to you, that is your purview. If you want to make an amendment, if you want to make a suggestion, you want to do whatever you want to do. But there is a strong opinion among Black Hills resident turkey hunters that this is a very important issue to them.
Any additional questions for Mr. Dana Rogers or comments? Commissioner
Cole. I don't know if this is Commissioner Cole here. Madam Chair, I don't know who this is really for, but we can act to amend this by numbers, but we can't do anything with prices, correct? Right now? Mm-hmm. Somebody help me with that. Sorry.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Commissioner Call, I guess what I would offer up to you, the simple answer and probably the most appropriate, does the commission have the authority and the ability to change prices of licenses? Yes, you do. What I would say, though, based on the previous conversation today that Deputy Secretary Simpson provided to you about what we talked about, expenses, revenues, and looking at fee packages, I would offer that would probably be a little bit of a premature to do any type of that. We should go through those processes and steps of talking about those fees, and that would be appropriate then to include with that should there be any type of recommendations that come forward. Otherwise, it becomes very complicated and mixed up.
All right, very good. Additional comments from the commission? I would just say that I agree with what Commissioner Cole said. It does sound like there is a problem out there. And I appreciate the department working with Mr. Rogers and those that he represent. There might be a compromise, and I understand you don't want another survey and you don't want a lot of time drug into it. But, you know, I don't know that I'm on board to move forward with this particular petition. But I do appreciate the comments that have been made that we need to take a deeper look at this, because we don't want our residents thinking we forgot about them. We know who they are and what they do for our state. And they are first and foremost who we represent. But we also welcome our non-residents. They're welcome in our state to come and enjoy our way of life as well. And so with that, I will be in favor of the denial, but I very much want us to move forward to just take a closer look at if there is a compromise that can be made down the road. Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast just making a comment there. Even if the petition passes, that just means it goes out for more public comment, and it don't, you know, won't be finalized till in September with the petition, if I remember right. Is that right, Kevin? So, I mean, it'd be a way to gather a lot more public comment on this topic if it was to pass. But that don't mean it's ruled until we vote again in September. I'd like to hear more public comment on it myself. Kind of where I'm at.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, I agree with Commissioner Beast on getting more public comment. I'm not in favor of launching it this number, though, at all. I just, the Deerfield experience of saying, hey, let's get public comment was great, but in reality, the public was vehemently against doing that, and I wouldn't want to launch with something that's, you know, going from 3,000 down to 660. Having said that, it's either pass the proposal or deny it, and then we'd have to, I don't know if we can create a new proposal that would have, you know, just establish that discussion, you know, with the higher number to get that going, because I do think we should... I'd be very much supportive of having that evaluated.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner. Secretary Roebling.
Madam Chair, great discussion here, Commissioners. I just wanted to throw out there as well, we do have the spring turkey hunting season chapter open currently. And that is something that we'll be talking about here on number nine. This would be included in number nine. So that chapter is currently open. If the commission has a desire for us to bring a proposal of some sorts that you would like the public to comment on that's different than what we have in this book today, we can still do that. We would need some time to put that together, though, this afternoon. We could present it to you tomorrow. The public would have plenty of time then from now until September to publicly comment on that proposal, if that is the desires of the commission.
Thank you, Secretary. Additional comments from the commission? Seeing no comment? Commissioner Locken.
Just Commissioner Locken here. Just one comment I would make is I'm a lot more of a tap your brakes type of guy than to slam on the brakes. I guess I'd like to continue the conversation a little bit and maybe start taking a look at maybe backing them up a little bit. Let's see where it goes.
Very good. Thank you. Additional comments? If not, if there are no additional comments, we do need to take action on this item.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner White.
I move for a denial of this petition.
Motion for denial by Commissioner White.
Based on the understanding that we will be coming back with another more discussion on this at a later date.
We do have a motion for denial. We do need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. Comments on that motion?
Yeah, I'm also in favor, I guess, of denying just because the number, but I'd like to see us move ahead. But two, I think that converts this from being a purchase license to a draw process. So certainly that's not easily done. And so I'll be just kind of watching and listening for staff to kind of give a little background on what that might all entail and what that does to the next season. So, with that, I am supportive of the denial.
Additional comments on that motion, Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling, I too will support the denial. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Number one, for your conversation earlier and today, you made a very key word. You said reasonable. As far as compromise. And I think that's one thing that we really have to focus on is that the conversations we have, how it progresses, how the process works, reasonable is truly, I think, the optimum word here. So I think I appreciate that. And I think the Wildlife Federation and other, the Black Hills Turkey Association, all those individuals and groups that have a, take part in this, can have some conversations and work with Director Kirschman and the Secretary and the Department and come up with what I appreciate your words, a very reasonable compromise.
Thank you, Commissioner. Additional comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of the denial of petition number 221, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
The petition is denied. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Any no votes? I'm going to do that one more time so we have it on record. All those in, yep. Yeah, I did hear him, but all those in favor of the denial, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? One opposed.
It's delayed.
Teal, were you an aye? Were you opposed or an aye?
I was an aye.
An aye. Okay, thank you for clarification.
I believe it's laggy a little bit.
Yes. All right, very good. Thank you. With that,